listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
My name is Laura Bailey, and I'm with the University of Michigan News Service and the School of Public Health. I'm talking today with Daniel Kruger, a research professor who specializes in evolutionary psychology. The credit crunch and current economic climate has financial issues on everyone's mind, and Kruger's new research suggests that there are some very deep reasons why we often live on a financial edge. Kruger's forthcoming study looks to evolution to explain why Americans sometimes spend and upgrade beyond their means. Professor Kruger, what does this recent study tell us about why we tend to live beyond our means?
Ultimately, it goes back to the roles that men and women play in reproduction. Women make a greater physical investment, and men tend to make a greater resource investment. Now, tens of thousands of years ago, this might have meant providing food, shelter, and protection, but as human societies advanced, this investment included material and economic resources. The amount of resource investment that men could provide was a major factor in how desirable he was as a partner, and males use resource displays in order to attract partners. So across history and culture, those men who have had the most economic power were the most successful at attracting romantic partners.
How does this help explain the patterns of consumption and spending that we see today?
Well, a century ago, Veblen talked about how the consumption of consumer goods was related to prestige. So we use conspicuous consumption to advertise our social status, and keeping up with the Joneses is important to us because we don't want to lose our status. And men will be especially interested in promoting an image of economic strength because their attractiveness as relationship partners depends on it.
So is financial consumption more relevant to men than to women?
Well, financial consumption is important for both men and for women, but economic power is an indicator of men's potential resource investment. Now, for women, this economic potential is not what they're going to create on their own, but because we have assorted of mating, the economic power that their partner has is a reflection of their own mate value.
Thank you, Professor Kruger. Kruger has an appointment in the School of Public Health. His specialty is evolutionary psychology, including altruism, cooperation, competition, risky behaviors, and mortality patterns. This has been Laura Bailey with the University of Michigan News Service and the School of Public Health.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.